Welcome to the Golden Age of Comic Books. Hey, Golden Age fans, it is January 18th, 2006. This is the 32nd installment of the Golden Age of Comic Books. Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Bill Jourdain, your host. We're very glad you're here this week. We're going to talk this week about some EC comics that we haven't focused on before, Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat, two really great adventure and war type books from the 1950s, so stay tuned for that. Before we talk about the EC comics, though, I wanted to follow up on our show from last week about Golden Age science fiction comics, and in particular, Planet Comics. I mentioned during the show that I wasn't 100% familiar with reprint sources for the Planet Comics title. Well, Chris over at the Collected Comics Library podcast was kind enough to take a bunch of time to do some research on that issue. And by the way, I know I've talked about Chris's podcast before, but if you haven't checked into the Collected Comics Library podcast, you need to check it out. It's just a great podcast. Chris does a wonderful job putting together a summary of all of the trades that are coming out and the collected books that contain comics that are coming out. Just a great resource if you're interested in learning about what's coming down the pike. I always listen to Chris's show and appreciate all of his hard work that he puts into his show. And in particular, I really appreciate when I find out that certain Golden Age compilations are coming out, or even Silver Age compilations that I'm interested in reading. So check out Chris's podcast, the Collected Comics Library podcast, and Chris's website at the collectedcomicslibrary.blogspot.com URL. So back to Planet Comics. Chris did some good research and he found out for me, and this might have been known to many of you, that there's a company out there called AC Comics, and their website is accomics.com, all one word. And Chris communicated with the folks over at AC Comics and found out that back some years ago, they published, along with Paragon Press, a couple of books called Thrilling Science Fiction, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And apparently the Thrilling Science Fiction volumes contained a number of reprints of Planet Comics stories that I talked about in the last podcast. Unfortunately, Chris forwarded me an email from the folks at AC Comics, and unfortunately, they are not able to pinpoint exactly the stories by name and Planet Comics issue number that are contained in the Thrilling Comics or Thrilling Science Fiction volumes. Apparently, they shot the material that they used in their books from European stats or photocopies, and they did not have all of the publication information when they published those books. And so there are a lot of great Golden Age Planet Comic stories contained in Thrilling Science Fiction Volumes 1 and Volumes 2. Unfortunately, though, you're not going to know exactly, for most of those stories, which issues of Planet Comics they came out of, or even the titles of the stories, unless you have the original Planet Comics issues to cross-reference them with. But if you're interested in reading some of the Planet Comics stories that we talked about in our last podcast, see if you can find the Thrilling Science Fiction Volumes 1 and 2 that were published by AC Comics. And again, you can go to AC Comics' website at accomics.com. They also mentioned in their email that some other Planet Comics stories were also reprinted in books that AC Comics sells called America's Greatest Comics and Good Girl Art Quarterly. They suggest that a search be done on their website for Fiction House. If you recall, Fiction House was the publisher that published Planet Comics. And they indicated that you might find some additional Planet Comics reprints in those two titles as well. They also confirmed that they did a title back in 1991 called Thrilling Planet Tales that has also some science fiction stories reprinted from the Golden Age. They said they published that in 91 and that their back issue department sold out of those books by 1994. So you won't find them at AC Comics' website, apparently, but you can probably find them in the collector's market on eBay or at conventions or at your comic shops or wherever you look around for old comics that are out of print. So again, if you're interested in looking at some of the Planet's comic stories, of course, I also talked about the EC comic stories from science fiction genre last week, but if you're interested in looking at some of the Planet comic stories, try to find copies of those two books, and I know you won't be disappointed at all. And once again, I want to thank Chris over at the Collected Comics Library for his hard work in getting that information for me so that I could share it with the listeners of the Golden Age of Comic Books. All right, well, before I move on to talking about some of the adventure war comics that were put out by EC back in the 50s, I thought I'd better mention one thing, and y'all have to indulge me for just a moment on a personal note. My daughter Emily listens to this podcast every single week. She never misses it, and of course my son Will listens to it every week, and he doesn't miss it either. And I wanted to say hi to both of them. I've talked about them before in some of my earlier shows, but I haven't mentioned them in a while, and I just wanted to thank them for listening to my podcast and putting up with the time that it takes to record these and sometimes having to sit through and listen to some of the boring stuff that we talk about the Golden Age of comics. So to Will and Emily, thanks for listening, and I just wanted to say hi. So let's move on now and talk about a couple of titles that were published by EC back in the 50s. And those titles were called Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat. Now, as you can imagine from the titles of these two publications, they probably had something to do with war and adventure stories and that kind of thing, and that's exactly what they were. Two-Fisted Tales started out as a war-type, adventure-type book, and it continued in that vein throughout the course of its publication. And Frontline Combat, as you can imagine from its title, also dealt with issues of war and combat, as you can imagine, things like that. Now, even though EC Comics was more or less the baby of Bill Gaines, and we've talked about Bill Gaines on many occasions during the various times that we've discussed EC in the Golden Age of Comic Books podcast, the two war books that I'll call them, Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat, really were the production of one of the great Golden Age EC artists and writers and editors, Harvey Kurtzman. Kurtzman was really the brainchild behind the creation of Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat, and Gaines allowed Kurtzman to really do his own thing in producing these two publications. Now, Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat, like the other EC titles that were being published at the time, were simply fantastic. You cannot imagine how wonderful the artwork is in these books unless you really sit down and read some of these stories. Folks like Kurtzman, Craig, Davis, Severin, Elder, Wood, and others put together each time an issue came out just a wonderful montage of stories related to combat and war and fighting and that kind of thing. And many of the stories, as so often we saw in EC Comics, ended with the classic EC twist. Something you didn't expect to happen at the end of the story did happen, and it was very surprising and very very emotional sometimes, and certainly very graphic. So I think you'll enjoy the Two-Fisted Tales title and the Frontline Combat title from EC. Now, Two-Fisted Tales was the first of those two titles to hit the stand, and the first issue of Two-Fisted Tales was number 18. That was the November-December 1950 issue. Now, why did it start with number 18? Well, as we've learned, so many of the EC comics started out as something else, and Gaines would change the title for some reason. And here, the Two-Fisted Tales title was actually formerly The Haunt of Fear. Now, if you recall when I talked about EC Horror Comics back in the summer, I mentioned that Haunt of Fear started out with a few issue numbers, and then it started over with the fourth issue was actually number 4. So the first three issues were not sequentially numbered with number 4. Well, that's because The Haunt of Fear, 15 through 17, became Two-Fisted Tales with number 18. And that was because, as I've read in some of the EC reprints, many of the distributors of comics of the time were getting very concerned about publishing Gaines' horror comics, and Gaines changed the title to Two-Fisted Tales to sort of deal with that problem. And then when he realized he could probably keep his books going, he did begin The Haunt of Fear up again with number 4. At least that's what I read, and that's the story that has been told about that. But Two-Fisted Tales, starting with number 18, continued on for about 5 years until issue number 41. That was the February-March 1955 issue. There were also two annuals published of Two-Fisted Tales, Annual number 1 was the 1952 annual, and annual number 2 was the 1953 annual. And I didn't mention last week, taking a moment to get off track here, with the science fiction titles, Gaines did publish a couple of science fiction annuals as well, the Weird Science Fantasy book. So look for those as well if you're interested in reading some of the EC science fiction titles. But as I mentioned, the Two-Fisted Tales title had some wonderful artwork and wonderful stories by many of the greats from the EC bullpen of the time. Now you might think, because this is right after World War II and right in the middle of the Korean conflict, that the stories contained in Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat would be really more or less related to the World War II fighting and the Korean conflict. Well, that's really not true. There were, of course, stories about World War II and the Korean conflict, but there were many stories about many different aspects of war and fighting and combat. And let me mention some of the types of stories that you might find in the pages of Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat. As I mentioned, you'll find World War II stories. You'll find stories about pirates. You'll find Revolutionary War stories. In fact, there's a story I'll mention in a few minutes about George Washington. You'll find several issues devoted entirely to the Civil War. You'll find issues related to fighting during the Roman Empire. You'll find several issues containing stories about medieval times and knights on horseback and the Crusades and things like that. Of course, you'll find World War I stories. As I mentioned, Revolutionary War stories, many of which were somewhat graphic. You'll find stories of the Wild West. In fact, there was one story in Two-Fisted Tales devoted entirely to a Colt 45 revolver and how that revolver changed hands from time to time throughout the course of the story and how it affected the lives of those that handled that Colt 45 revolver. You'll find stories about the U.S. Cavalry and fighting Indians. You'll find many historical stories. For instance, you'll find stories about the Alamo and the French Foreign Legion and things like that. So the stories that were contained in Two-Fisted Tales were really great, and I've seen a quote that called them high adventure and historical detail. And I think that is a good summary of what many of these stories were about. They were certainly stories full of high adventure, and they had lots and lots of historical detail. Lots of work, particularly by Kurtzman, went into these stories to make sure that they were somewhat historically accurate in their depiction of the scenes and the times and the history that they were talking about. Now, let me mention some of the Two-Fisted Tales stories in particular. I'm not going to go into long story synopsis, but I will mention some of the types of stories you might find. For instance, in the very first issue of Two-Fisted Tales, that was number 18, the very first story is about Spanish conquistadors and they're fighting in the South and Central America areas way back in time. In issue number 26 of Two-Fisted Tales, you will find that the entire issue is related to one particular skirmish in the Korean conflict. And that was called the Changjin Reservoir. And as I mentioned, every story in that issue relates to a different aspect of that skirmish. And in fact, the issue opens up with a map of both North and South Korea showing various key areas that were involved in the Korean conflict. Issue number 27 of Two-Fisted Tales has a story related to D-Day. Not much like the Saving Private Ryan movie that many of us saw in a very graphic way, but certainly an interesting depiction of D-Day. Issue number 28 has a very patriotic story related to the Alamo and the fight that occurred and all of the brave Americans who died, or I should say brave Texans who died during the fight for the Alamo. Issue number 29 has a story related solely to George Washington and his efforts to create a new nation during the Revolutionary War. Issue number 31 and issue number 35 of Two-Fisted Tales are devoted solely to the Civil War, and you'll find great stories by all of the EC artists, but in particular Jack Davis and Harvey Kurtzman put in some great efforts regarding the Civil War in issues 31 and 35. Issue number 32 has a really cool story about Hannibal crossing the Alps on his elephants. And that's just a great story, and it's a good read, and one I would recommend. Issue number 33 has a very gripping story about the atom bomb that was dropped on the city of Nagasaki that resulted in the end of World War II. So as you can see, there were many, many interesting and historically important stories that were told in the pages of Two-Fisted Tales, again, primarily the result of the efforts of Harvey Kurtzman, who was a real stickler for historical detail and making sure these titles stood out on the newsstands, and they really did. Now, let's talk about Frontline Combat for a few minutes. Frontline Combat, as I mentioned, was the second of the EC titles that were related to war and adventure. The first issue of Frontline Combat was issue number 1, and that was the July-August 1951 issue, and it only lasted for 15 issues until January of 1954. Now, one of the very best of the EC war stories that I've ever read, and in fact, it's been stated in the Overstreet Comic Book Price Guide and in other references that I've read that this was Harvey Kurtzman's all-time favorite story, was a story that was contained in issue number 4 of Frontline Combat, and it's called Airburst. And it's a very interesting story because it's told from the perspective of, from the American readers of this comic at the time, the enemy. It's a Korean War story, and it takes place during that conflict, and it is told by and from the perspective of the North Korean soldiers who were fighting against the Americans during that conflict. And the story starts out with a mortar group, a mortar patrol of North Korean soldiers, and they're running through the fields trying to escape the air burst that were being dropped upon them by American fighter planes during that particular conflict. And as they run through the fields and talk about how they're going to use their mortars to destroy the American enemies that are chasing them, one by one they are slowly eliminated and killed by the American fighter jets that are dropping airburst upon them. And one of the members of the particular mortar patrol, who is the leader of the patrol, as he is running through the field, he stops for a moment and attaches a grenade to a tree with a hammer and nails, and he runs a wire between the tree where the grenade is from the pin on the grenade to another tree, and he says that he's leaving that for the Americans so that they'll step on the tripwire and it will kill the first American who walks through that trap. And as the group continues to run and try to flee American air fighters that are dropping bombs on them, one by one they're destroyed, and finally it gets down to 2 North Korean soldiers who are left, and they're talking to each other, and they're hiding under camouflage, trying to avoid this particular fighter that's dropping bombs and shooting at them with the machine guns that are mounted on the plane. And one of them panics and tries to run, and as he does, he is not wounded, but the leader of the patrol is wounded, and his companion decides that he's going to pick him up and carry him out of there. Well, about that time, the American fighters quit dropping bombs, and they drop what were called surrender papers, pieces of paper that contain on them instructions how the North Korean soldiers can surrender to the American forces that were descending upon them. And of course, the North Korean soldier said that if he was caught with that surrender paper on his person, his own superiors would kill him for treason. But he decides that in order to save his wounded comrade, he must surrender to the American forces, and so he begins backtracking to find the Americans who he knows are pursuing him and his friend. And as you can imagine, in the true sense of EC Comics, with an EC twist, the large man who was carrying his commander trips over the tripwire that was connected to the grenade, and they're both killed by the grenade that they had left to try to trap the American soldiers. And it's a Harvey Kurtzman drawn and written story, and it's just really fantastic. I know I didn't do it justice in my telling of the story, but if you can get a copy of the EC reprints, and as you know, they're out there in many places, take a look at the story Airburst from Frontline Combat number 4, and I think you'll see why Harvey Kurtzman himself said that this was his all-time favorite story. It's just really a great story. Now, it's interesting to note, and as you probably saw from the dates involved in the runs of these titles, and let me go back to that, Two-Fisted Tales went to issue number 41 in 1955, February-March issue, and Frontline Combat went only to 1954 with issue number 15. It's interesting to note now what happened to those two titles, and it's interesting because you find it actually in the pages of the books themselves. And if you look to the inside front cover of Two-Fisted Tales number 36, that is the January 1954 issue, which also corresponds to the last issue of Frontline Combat, the January 1954 issue, you'll find from Harvey Kurtzman himself, the editor of Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat, the following, and it's titled In Memoriam, Frontline Combat, Killed in Action. Frontline is dead, unhappily killed by the very happy ending of hostilities in Korea. And then it goes on after the title, it goes on to say, the new Two-Fisted Tales. Frontline is dead and Two-Fisted has changed its format. Here's why. For the past 2.5 years, we have traveled to Army, Navy, and Air Force bases, gone down in submarines and up in airplanes, and combed the consulates, libraries, and museums in order to bring you Frontline Combat and Two-Fisted Tales. We have put forth our best effort to give you magazines that we believe were entertaining and informative. However, our best has not been enough. After a successful run and towards the end of the Korean conflict, our circulation began to sag, finally reaching the point where our expenses far exceeded our income. And so, with the truce in Korea, we've regretfully decided that it's time for the end of the war mags. We've decided to turn down the flame of Two-Fisted Tales and to snuff out Frontline Combat. The new Two-Fisted Tales will come out initially 4 times a year. It will be basically an adventure magazine, a little emphasis on war, a big emphasis on the Old West, history, and tales of high adventure, with a completely new approach that we're sure will fascinate you. We shall also continue our special Civil War issues, release dates to be announced later. Needless to say, your letters will help direct our new Two-Fisted Tales toward the success we are hoping for, so write and tell us what you think. Harvey Kurtzman, editor. Now that's a very interesting editorial or comment to find in a comic book in 1954. I bet you not many comic book publishers were going to come out and admit in their own comic the failures that they were having financially with the particular issue that they were producing. But that is what made EC stand out, I think, over and above the rest of the publishers at the time. They didn't mind, and they certainly weren't concerned about putting in editorial comments even about their own failures or successes. So, with issue number 36 of Two-Fisted Tales in January of 1954, it changed its focus, and of course, as I read, Frontline Combat was no more. It was snuffed out of existence, as put by Harvey Kurtzman. Unfortunately for EC and Two-Fisted Tales, that magazine only continued on until issue number 41, just a few more issues, and then that was the end of it. And even though they indicated that they were going to have some more Civil War issues, that never happened either. Those issues never came out. And they did change their focus, and you'll find in issues 36 through 41 of Two-Fisted Tales a different approach and a different focus on the types of stories that they were doing, a lot less emphasis on war and combat and more on the high adventure that they talked about. So if you are a fan of EC and in particular war comics, that genre, check out Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat. You'll find that they have a lot of war in them, but they also have a lot of adventure and other types of stories that I think you will find very unique and very, very interesting. Now, where can you find these? Well, of course, as I've mentioned many times, Russ Cochran has reprinted all of the EC titles that were published by Bill Gaines and EC Comics, and Frontline and Two-Fisted are no different. And there are two separate box sets of Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat. The Two-Fisted Tales box set contains all of those stories, and the Frontline Combat box set contains all of those. So you'll find those with color cover reprints and black and white interior reprints, and they're a great read, and if you can find them, check them out. Cochran has also reprinted over the years in color some of the Two-Fisted and Frontline stories, and they're contained in various magazines that were published by Cochran over the years. So check those out, and they're widely available in just about every source where you can find comic books that's out there. Now, I think as a footnote, I should mention that Frontline and Two-Fisted were not the only war-type books that EC published, as the New Direction magazines were published by Bill Gaines in order to try to fend off the censors and to try to appease the Comics Code Authority. Another title was published by Gaines after the demise of Two-Fisted Tales and Frontline Combat. And this was a title called Aces High. Issue number one was the March-April 1955 issue, and it was not code-approved. The other issues of Aces High were approved by the Comics Code Authority, but issue one was not. And then the last issue of Aces High was the issue number five. That was the November-December 1955 issue. So Aces High immediately followed the last issue of Two-Fisted Tales. Aces High, as a combat or war genre book, really just dealt with airplanes and fighting in the sky. And most of the stories that you'll find relate to World War I aces flying the airplanes. There are some other stories, but the vast majority of these stories were World War I flying ace stories. And of course, this title, as the other EC titles, went off into the wild blue yonder because Gaines could not make a go with his New Direction magazines in the mid-1950s after the Comics Code had come around, and that was the end of Aces High and all the other New Direction magazines that came out at that time. Gaines went on to great success and wealth with Mad Magazine, but of course, that's a story that we've already told. So I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about the Two-Fisted Tales, Frontline Combat, and Aces High titles that were published by EC in the early to mid-1950s. Check them out, and I know that you will enjoy them. All right, well, that's going to do it for the 32nd installment of the Golden Age of Comic Books. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Again, I hope you've enjoyed the discussion we've had about the EC war comics of the time. Please drop us an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com. I have really enjoyed getting some of the emails I've gotten over the last several weeks about the topics we've discussed and Golden Age comics generally. I greatly appreciate the support that all of you have shown to the Golden Age of Comic Books through your emails, your blog posts, and through your votes at podcastalley.com. We're a little over halfway through the month, so there's plenty of time left to vote at Podcast Alley. So run on over there and place a vote for the Golden Age of Comic Books at podcastalley.com. It shows the support that you all have given the Golden Age of Comic Books, and I greatly appreciate that support. Please don't forget to support the Grand Comic Book Database Project at comics.org. You can go on over there and check out some of the really fantastic Two-Fisted Tales covers and Frontline Combat covers from the topic that we've discussed today. Also, don't forget to support the Actor Comic Book Fund at actorcomicfund.org, a worthwhile endeavor to support the pioneers of the comic book industry who have financial needs that are not otherwise being met. And of course, please visit the website at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com. Check out all the blog posts. We've had several new posts about several of our podcasts over the last week. I've enjoyed reading those, and I want to thank again each of you who have posted on the blog. I really love to see those posts because, again, it shares with the listeners of Golden Age of Comic Books some of the expertise that many of you may have or information that you may find out about these books that I've talked about that I may have missed or overlooked. So if you know about something that I didn't mention, or if you just have something interesting to say about these particular topics that we've discussed, head on over to the blog page and leave a post. So that's going to do it. Thanks again for joining us this week, everybody, for the 32nd installment. I hope everybody has a great week here in the middle of January, and I look forward to talking to each of you about Golden Age comic books next week.